it's a crazy thing. And I'm talking to my mom about the shit. It's like she feel for me and my brother because we seem more deaf than she sees.
Alright guys, today I'm gonna give you the last emails I wrote with Tom Torero up to 6 weeks before his death. Here's the email I wrote to re-engage to see what's going on in October.
I miss Mikey cuz that's the way it is. You start to lose your friends and you don't wanna live. You gotta give it time and the pain will pass.
This was a running gag that Tom and I had going. It's from R. Kelly, I Believe I Can Fly. It's something I used to sing around girls to just take the piss. Just, I believe I can fly. And Tom saw me do that a few times and see girls completely crack up and lose their shit and lose the frame. So that's why I re-engaged like this. Before I go into the rest of the emails, please pay attention now, subscribe to my channel, but more importantly, subscribe to the new Tom Torero channel on tomtoreolegacy.com. The link to that channel is in the description. I have basically all of Tom's podcasts available. There are already more than half of them already on there. Tomorrow there will be all of them basically on there, including this Day Game Around the World documentary piece. You can see it here. There's a quick snapshot of the videos. So subscribe to that channel. I'll try to keep this alive and keep it going. And obviously it's free, and obviously we need to preserve Tom's legacy. So this is the definite source. Go to this channel. I will make sure every single podcast will be on there by tomorrow, uncut. Already more than 50%, more than 100 podcasts are already on there right now. So go to that channel and subscribe, please.
The days pass and days to come. You gotta live your life and make each day your favorite one. In the days pass and days to come. You gotta live your life, your life, your life.
I feel like sometimes that's even like the reason I got married is because I wanted to have the homies and dress up for something that wasn't a funeral for once. Cause the only time we wear these fucking clothes and these fucking shoes and these shirts and these ties and shit is when the motherfuckers get put in the ground. Or for a court date where a motherfucker's getting hit with numbers. Like, what the fuck, man? This shit, as on, you know, death is a normal part of life. Everybody goes through that shit. But on top of the fucking police fucking with you, on top of bitch ass niggas fucking with you, on top of, you know what I'm saying, your pops not being there, or in some places your mom and your father not being there, and they throw it all on you, and they tell you, you know, it's like, have a nice life.
As you can see, obviously, Tom was concerned. He's asking me to take down his stuff from my channel. Which, you know, I replied to him really quickly. I told him, you know, that I'll do it. And you can see, like, whatever, half an hour later, it's all been done. My friend, my furry friend, which it's a wordplay alluding to Baxter's Have You Seen My Squirrel routine, which we always were taking a piss off. But the main point is, you know, you can see I'm really being nice. I'm trying to re-engage, I'm trying to reach out. I'm telling him, lost some money, buy some this, buy some of that, you know. But he didn't really respond, he didn't really re-engage. And, you know, I suppose he was already feeling bad at this point. There's nothing much I could do, actually. There were a couple more, you know, emails I wrote that will help you with your platform and all of that. But he never replied, so... You know, at some point I got like angry because I was thinking, why are you not replying? So I put the videos back on and did the deplatform video, which is whatever, it didn't help. Makes me feel bad because maybe I contributed to something, but I don't think so, because the video in itself was really a support video. Okay, clickbaity title, but who doesn't do that anyway? That's just the business of being a YouTuber, I suppose. But you know, I tried, and nothing came back, and so there's not much I could do really at this stage. And then I was just like anybody else, hit with the bad news. Anyway, please, you know, go to the description, go to the new Tom Torero channel. All the podcasts are there. Also, link in the description. We have a slack.com channel. Loads of people are on there already. I don't know, maybe 100 or so. And you can ask us any questions and give suggestions. I'm really working. Don't be worried about the donations that you made to Anthony Hustle. PayPal@gmail.com. There are some things going on in the background I can't talk about, but I will make sure that the content is being preserved and Tom's, you know, legacy is being preserved, and I will do what I can within the legal limitations, of course. And so yeah, go and do that. Go now to the YouTube channel and subscribe. It'll be a help, because, you know, the more people subscribe, the more it's worth, and so on and so forth. And other than that, rest in peace, Tom Torero, and I will keep being as relentless as I can to preserve the legacy.
It's a crazy thing, and I'm talking to my mom about the shit. It's like she feel for me and my brother, because we seem more deaf than she seems in her 60-something years on this planet.
Mikey, cuz that's the way it is. You start to lose your friends and you don't wanna live. You gotta give it time and the pain will pass. I miss Walker and Kamu and the homie Pooh. In the days past and days to come, you gotta live your life and make each day your favorite one. In the days past and days to come, you gotta live your life. Put on this earth for however long. It favors the weak and never the strong. They say it's a game, so I play along. Some say a king, some say a pawn. Live from the soul to the break of dawn. You never know the day you'll be gone. No matter the odds, I'm taking them on. Some say I'm right, some say I'm wrong. Wanna escape the path that you're on. Erasing the pain by waving a wand. Some roll a J, some hit the wrong. I let the beat play, then I make a song.
Like standing at the wake or the repass. And you know, niggas are smoking and drinking and you're all feeling the same pain. And we come from a culture where it's not all the way legit to share your feelings. So we don't even know how, some of us don't even know how to connect on that level, you know?